All right, I'm about to make some of us here feel pretty old. The Disney movie Aladdin came out 25 years ago, 1992. That classic animated feature film with Robin Williams playing the genie, hand-drawn, some early computer animation thrown in the mix. And of course, those Disney songs that get totally stuck in your head. I probably watched that movie dozens of times on VHS, which is another form of technology that makes me feel old. But the basic premise of this movie, of course, is that a young street boy named Aladdin eventually comes across this oil lamp, and he rubs the lamp, and out comes the genie, who's going to grant him three wishes. And hilarity ensues. Now, one of the catchphrases that the genie says when he's describing his life and his purpose is this. He's got phenomenal cosmic powers in an itty-bitty living space. You know, it's almost kind of an outlandish premise, isn't it? You got this almost all-powerful entity, this genie that can do just about anything, holed up inside this tiny little oil lamp. It really is the height of vulnerability. I mean, this lamp could be mishandled, it could be dropped, it could be forgotten about. It was forgotten about for a long time till Aladdin came across the lamp. But there it is. Phenomenal cosmic power, itty-bitty living space. Kind of like Jesus. But of course, he's to an infinite degree. Jesus, the Son of the Father, or as it says in the old Nicene Creed, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, the God of the universe, who comes to us in the tiniest of forms, born as a baby who can't hold up his own head, who needs a diaper, who's placed in a manger, feeding trough. This Jesus, who is so humble, who makes himself so vulnerable to his created people, so much so that he even allows himself to be nailed to a cross. This Jesus goes even further. He humbles himself and makes himself so vulnerable that he becomes food. The phenomenal cosmic power of God Almighty takes in the itty-bitty living space of the forms of bread and wine, and also comes to live in the human person. That's what this day is about. It's commemorating the incredible love of a God who becomes so vulnerable and shows so much humility for you and me, so as to become the bread of life and the chalice, the cup of blessing. And so when he said on Holy Thursday, take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. Do this in memory of me. We take him at his word. What Jesus says is. And so at every Mass, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the God of the universe, phenomenal cosmic power, infinite power, becomes our food. Food for the journey. So humble, so vulnerable. Now, I think we've got an important question to ask ourselves then today. And it comes basically, I'm seeing this out of the first reading. How humble are we and vulnerable are we in letting him in? How open in love am I to receiving the one who opens himself entirely to me? As it says in the first reading, do not exalt yourself, forgetting the Lord your God. Today, this solemnity of Corpus Christi, the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, it gives us a very powerful reminder, something that's so easy to take for granted. Jesus is truly here, corporeally present here on that altar in a few minutes, and even in his faithful people who receive him. And in fact, this Feast of Corpus Christi itself comes from a special miracle, one of those incredible Eucharistic miracles where God did something amazing and kind of verified for people that, yes, this does truly happen. And it's a miracle that I have seen personally with my own eyes. The small community of Orvieto in Italy back in 1263, and there was a priest who was celebrating the Mass, and he was having a hard time believing in the Eucharist. And so during Mass, right after the consecration, the host he's holding in his hands starts to bleed. And the blood dropped onto the white square cloth. You see that the servers put on the altar before the gifts come up. It dropped onto that white square cloth called the corporal. And that cloth still exists after all this time. And it's still on display, and you still see the drops of blood on it. I've seen it. And the feast that we have today was instituted because of that miracle. The Eucharist is Jesus, the God of the universe who holds nothing back, invites us to hold nothing back from him. And so today, again, we're presented with a wonderful opportunity. An opportunity we're given again and again to choose Jesus Christ, who's already chosen us. The God of phenomenal cosmic power, the infinite God of the universe, becomes vulnerable to me and you, offering himself for us. He chooses to take up the itty-bitty living space in that small host, in the chalice, and most of all, in me and you.